But remember this song? Oh. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Huge song, massive hit. Gary Barlow has revealed that he was under pressure to sort of come up with a whole album worth of material, and it took him just 15 minutes to write that song, Back for Good. But he said these days there's no way as a 49-year-old that he'd have the kind of confidence to think that he could meet those kinds of deadlines and come up with a really quality work. So do we inevitably lose our confidence as we get older? And if we do, how can we build it back up? Here to discuss that this morning is leadership psychologist Avril Lehman. Hi, Avril.
Hello there.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. And broadcaster Jay Crawford also joining the chat. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Very well. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time out to join us this morning for this chat. It's interesting, isn't it, that sort of anecdote from a book that Gary Barlow's written, that when he was younger, somebody said, right, we need a hit song. And he said, no problem, dashes one out in 15 minutes. And here he is, older, wiser, probably a better musician and songwriter than he's ever been. And at 49, says there's no way that he could come up with the confidence to do that. What do you make of that, Avril? Is that very common, do you think?
Well, I think there's a combination of complete ignorance and chutzpah where when young we would just go for it with perhaps less concern or worry about what people think. And with the wisdom of greater years and perhaps a consciousness that you can't just charm it out in the same way, then I think your confidence changes throughout your life, depending on what you do about it, of course.
I mean, obviously, your confidence can get knocked with life's ups and downs. Yeah. But generally speaking, doesn't it follow logic that, you know, the longer you stick around on the planet, the more experiences, particularly bad ones, you survive and get through, you kind of start to realise that was what seemed like the end of the world when you were 20. Actually, when you get to 50, you realise it's not the end of the world, and you will get through it. Shouldn't we be more confident the older we get?
You would think that we would just learn to be more confident, but I work, you know, I coach men and women, and certainly women, this word confidence crops up at every stage in their career. And it isn't that they're not confident, it's just that different things happen, and they may not have learned to be as confident in that circumstance. Men, it's often later their confidence shakes a little bit when they suddenly get imposter syndrome. But for women, at every new point, you often do find them struggling with confidence, because if we leave it to chance, it doesn't just naturally improve itself. Sometimes we have to consciously learn to be more confident.
And why do you think, I mean, what is it about the environment in which, you know, I know we're generalising a lot, why are women tending to grow up less confident than males, do you think?
Well, it's a million-dollar question, because it keeps coming through. I call it the C word that I really don't want to hear, because time and time again I hear it. Much younger women as well. One concept is that, you know, at school, girls work harder and they get all the A stars, and they're used to getting immediacy of feedback. They get A stars. They're not encouraged for getting it wrong ever. They're encouraged for getting it right. And then you go out into work and people stop telling you how well you're doing. And it would be great if we all grew up and judged ourselves positively. But I find a lot of women really like feedback. It helps them grow. And often at work, you don't get it, or you just get the negative stuff. And as a nation, we're not always good at saying, gosh, you did that really well. I like what you did there. We're more likely to say, oh, this wasn't done. And people just perpetuate that lack of confidence. And women especially, they are confident to the point of arrogant if it's their subject. You know, if they know their subject, they'll speak up. But you put them in the meeting where everybody's just having an opinion, and they'll stay stum because they're not the expert on it. And so we're often working with people to take some risks and to remember that their brain is just as good as it is when it's dealing with other subjects, and to, you know, start asking questions or offering comments. But you still do get a different reaction when women say something that might not be accurate to men taking a punt, and that can be quite punitive sometimes.
Interesting. Jay, let's bring you into the conversation. I know that you did a fascinating programme on Radio Scotland called When Boss Man Jay Lost His Ears, which greatly affected your life. And obviously a part of that was your confidence really being severely damaged. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest, I was always a very confident, you know, young man. And, you know, my radio career started, you know, just after my 20th birthday. So, you know, I saw quite a bit of early success. And then throughout my career, there were ups and downs. But perhaps in my early 50s, they were probably the most successful years of my career because the radio stations and the radio group that I was working with were doing extremely well. The stations were very successful. And in 2008, I was made a fellow of the Radio Academy, which was probably the highlight of my career to get such an honour. And then 2 years later, for my birthday, we'd gone on holiday, my wife and I, and a blood co-opt left me with labyrinthitis and deaf in one ear. And I came back from that holiday in a wheelchair. You know, I couldn't stand without feeling sick. It was this horrible sense of vertigo. My balance was affected. Of course, I'd lost my hearing. I had terrible tinnitus. And so listening to the radio at that time was very difficult for me, listening to music. There was no way that I could go to concerts again because they'd be too loud. And so my confidence was very badly affected, the worst that it had ever been in my life, because I found it very nervous just to cross the road, because I'd be looking left and right, and because I couldn't hear in my right ear, I wasn't aware of anything coming from the right-hand side, and because I was unsteady on my feet. So, you know, it got to the point where I remember describing it, you know, when my children were very small, of course, I would take their hand to cross the road, and I found that when I was out with my kids, they were taking my arm to cross the road.
Wow.
So my confidence was very bad. And, of course, my career was very badly affected, just at the point where it reached its peak in you know, the way I felt about it. And of course, having been made a fellow of the Radio Academy, that night I'd turned to my wife and said, this is fantastic to get this, because it really means that I could probably work anywhere in the world in radio. And suddenly, you know, I was frightened to fly. I was frightened to cross the road. I couldn't drive. And everything would just seem to be over. My confidence took a very bad dip.
And understandably, and I mean, and it is. I mean, that was a very serious episode in Jay's life that happened, Avril. And it is those kinds of, you know, life is highs and lows, and that was a real low. And it's a real line in the sand, isn't it, of how people deal with adversity and the resilience that we have, and coming back, having the confidence to sort of reinvent your life in a way that you hadn't previously imagined.
And it's extraordinary that people have an amazing capacity for resilience. I mean, I want to hear more of Jay's story, but here he is on the radio. Obviously, a lot of things have changed, and he did bounce back. And that's the thing that we often predict, that if something as awful as that happened to me, I'd never recover. But in fact, we have this indomitable spirit, and the majority of people will recover, but you have to give yourself that time to rebuild and to consciously rebuild your confidence a little bit at a time, but not to stay in that position. And it's, as I say, so admirable that people do rebuild their confidence, but each of us will have setbacks. And I think during, I hate to mention the other C word, COVID, you know, one of my fears is that people, because they're doing, their life is more constrained, will lose confidence, will lose social confidence, because they're not out mixing with people. And if you started off a bit shy and you've not had much contact with a range of people, you may find that you have to rebuild your confidence when the glorious day comes that we can be out and mixing with people. But it's quite normal, if not practicing something, to lose the habit. We talk about the confidence muscles, that you have to keep exercising them. So it doesn't just always come naturally.
Jay, how did you manage to sort of rebuild that, you know, your self-image and your sense of being able to navigate your way through life after that knock?
Family and friends, really. Mm. Family and friends, you know, being, you know, showing me love and affection and giving me my confidence back, and you know, the you know, the biggest boost that I could probably get now is for someone at Radio Scotland to offer me a show. But
I'll have a word. I'll have a word, Jay.
If you put a word in for me, that's terrific. But you know, it was a gradual thing because it happened 10 years ago, and I would say the first 2 or 3 years were particularly bad because my confidence was so low, and because I was a little bit unsure of myself, even just in walking along the street. So gradually I learned to live with it. Gradually, you know, the human condition is so good that, you know, eventually we learn to live with these things and we learn to cope. Mm-hmm. So that's what I had to do. And, you know, and other interests that I have in writing and so on, and the occasional appearance on this show, you know, really does actually help quite a bit.
And I suppose, I mean, it's without trying to sound Pollyanna-ish about it, Avril, that it's sort of once we've got over the trauma of a difficult period in our life, is sort of trying to frame it as having some kind of value of what it's, you know, of what it's taught us, of the resilience that it's brought us, that we have survived, that we've got through the other side. That should give us confidence.
That's a huge part of resilience, is that capacity to bounce back is often due to this incorporating the experience. Nobody would wish that what happened today happened today, but you can either fight it or you can say, what has this taught me? Again, with COVID, what have I learned about this? And Jay mentioned family and friends and support. And we often encourage people to build a kind of their model of resilience. You know, what is the support? What matters to them that will help them through adversity? And if you have that strong in your life when things are going smoothly, then when adversity hits, as in some way it will hit us all, then your speed of recovery is much increased.
Well, thank you so much both for joining us this morning. Absolutely fascinating discussion this morning on confidence. Jay, you're an inspiration. Jay Crawford, broadcaster. He's available. He's available for gigs. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. And leadership psychologist, Avril Lehmann.